righteous. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
The only hope for God's people to hear.
As a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them of gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in true righteousness.
You're listening to the International Broadcast, The Overcomer, and this is the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God. From Baltimore, South Carolina, we bring you the message and the proclamation of the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. My servant, I want you this day to speak unto my people and unto the United States of America. For the day of her judgment has now come up before me, and it's time that I must move against this nation and against those within her ranks who call themselves my people.
You have not heard calamity upon calamity, tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction will be upon this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, world. I send unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't hear them, neither would they hear though one rose from the dead. I sent unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe them, neither would they believe though one rose from the dead.
Therefore saith the Lord God, it is now the time that I have spoken, and it shall come to pass, saith God, when throughout all the world there will be chaos, there will be floods and famines and earthquakes and fires and plagues on every side. You have chosen to serve Satan, so therefore at the hand of Satan you shall enjoy his benefits of sin and destruction and death and dying. You have chosen him as your God and not the Almighty Yahweh. And Satan comes only to kill and to destroy and to rob. And so shall it be. No longer, no longer shall it be prolonged.
For made, created, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Man knows there is a God. And he knows anything about it, all about God, that to be a God, you must be worshipped. If you're not worshipped, then you're not a God. And so man has created his own God rather than worshipping the God who created him. We're an abomination. We're a homosexual. We're loving our own selves. That's what a homosexual does. A homosexual man, he loves his own body. He knows what caused him to feel good, and it might include the way he wears his clothes or the way he cuts his hair, but the bottom line is the height of homosexual gratification is a sexual experience. And so he knows what makes a man feel good, a woman who goes. And so they love their own selves. your church, you go to your doctrine, you know what makes you feel good. You love to hear a preacher tell you that God wants you to have the best. And of course, he won't tell you what God's best is, though, will he? So he tells you that you can have cars and houses and lands and pleasure, because that's what pleases the God of this world to give you. You bow down and worship him, serve him, and he will pleasure you. Yes, sir. No, the Bible said that Moses, though he was raised in a house of pleasure and plenty, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the luxury of Pharaoh's household. How about you? Are you determined to serve the true and living God? And you will suffer if you do. It has not only been given unto you to believe on him, but then to suffer persecution and rejection because you do believe on him. I was just sitting here a few moments ago as I heard the song sung by Sister Stair, "Because He Lives." Because He Lives. Because He is, I am. And I am what I am because He is. And I was looking at my email, and here they come like a flood. Jesus Christ is not God. Lucifer is God. You shut up. You're not a prophet of God. Now, they've been raging at me like that for many years. They don't miss a day. They don't miss an hour. Oh, Satan rages. I just sit and laugh at them. Nobody even knows they're doing it. They send these emails to me, and it goes right to the spam box, and I see their names anymore, and I don't even read them anymore. Because I know they're lying. But what it does show me is that I'm right on. Satan hates me. God loves me. And Satan hates me. God's people will love me because I love them. And God will bless those who love me. And the world will hate me. And that's because I hate the world. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like the way they trap me. And I thank God. God's bringing me out of it more and more every day. And the homosexual spirit, you see, in the days of Noah, here's what it characterized the nature of the people that lived then. It said they changed the truth of God into a lie. And they worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. How'd they do that? How'd they turn the truth of God into a lie? Well, God made a man a man. And these men want to act like a woman. And or made a woman a woman. And they want to become like whatever. Huh? I've been listening to the program and it's been going out. They're older messages. And I'm really not astonished because it sounds like the one I preached yesterday on sin. And how sin doth no more have dominion over us. Now, again, I want to refer to you to the characteristic, the personality, the mentality of the general population that existed in the days of Noah. And you just watch and see if this does not coincide with the world population today. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Or are you going to turn me off again, huh? Listen to it. Just listen to it here. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. The truth is that Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the way and the truth. They'll tell you. Even the Pope the other day said, well, you could be an atheist and you can still go to the kingdom. Well, not as long as you're an atheist. Only believers go into the kingdom, and believers in God, no one else or nothing else. They that come to God must believe. They must believe. There's not an option there. You don't choose which God you're going to believe. They must believe. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, the one who's blessed forever. For this cause, for what cause? They turned the truth of God into a lie. They begin to ignore and reject God. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile, homosexual, perverted affections. Can you imagine what the world loves? They love drugs. They love immorality. They love hypocrisy. They love veneer. They don't love real things. They love things that will pass away and are passing. Vile affection, so corrupted that even the women, wow, have you seen what women are doing today? Would a woman forsake her child? They'll do it today. Will she leave her husband? They'll do it today. Well, I was reading just a few minutes ago where in the news item again, where a woman, and they're not married, but their boyfriend, of course, they're living together, and she ran over her boyfriend 3 times with a pickup truck because he wanted to go to one place to eat at midnight, and she wanted to go to McDonald's. So she got mad, pushed him out of the truck, a woman, pushing the man out of the truck, and then ran over him 3 times because she was mad at him. Why are women doing this? Because they're mad. They're upset. You're treating me wrong. And vile affections, huh? So even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. It's not natural for a woman to look like a man. God fixed her body, her personality, entirely different than Adam's, than a man. Or a man to look like a woman. A woman should have long hair, so she distinguishes herself from a man. A man should have short hair. That today, boy, you watch them. I watched preachers the other day in the church. He had his long hair, and he was all tattooed up there. And he was just telling everybody how, don't you know how good God is? Yeah, he's very gracious to let you go on like that, you child of hell. You reprobate concerning the truth. Even their women, they changed the natural use into that which is against nature. Go on, get pregnant, then have the baby aborted. That's against nature. I got to thinking about that the other day, how we started that abortion bit a long time ago before we legalized it. You know, when women start to have the cesarean sections and then have to go through a birth, the doctors start to cut the women open and make another opening to get the baby out. And already we were starting to form this spirit of abortion. Oh my. I know most of you folks don't see it like that. But anyone will tell you that the one reason that ties a mother to her child is the travail of birth. They're bonded. And they breastfeed them. Well, we started that long years ago, didn't we, huh? Stopped feeding them by the breast. And we started giving them another form. I watch even around here how are some of our people with their little babies, how they stick what they call in the baby's mouth a fooler. We used to call it a fooler. Yeah, you know, the baby wants a nurse, and so we fool it by sticking something in its mouth to suck on. We've a long time given over to we don't like the, it said, Brother Stair, I'd like to give you an update on our email. We're getting ready to send out another email newsletter, and we'd like to have you, if you so desire, have your name on our email newsletter. Here's how you do that. You go up to our website, and you go to contact page, and there you will find where you can subscribe to the Overcomer newsletter. You go to the website at www.overcomerministry.com. www.thefaithfulpublic.org. Go to the contact page, and there you will find a little notation on how to subscribe. And you just follow the instructions, put your name on the email newsletter, and it will go automatically there. Just go to our website, or send me an email. Just send me an email at lasttime, LASTIME, lasttime at overcomerministry.org. That's lasttime, LASTIME, at overcomerministry.org. And we'll get your name on the email subscription list, and we can get the email newsletter to you as often as we put it out. Hope to hear from you soon. Maranatha. The responsibility of having children as much as we take the pleasure of producing them. We are an abominable generation. Motherhood, fatherhood. Most of our homes today, no father, no mother. What do you mean? Well, I'm telling you, the mothers are forsaking their children, seeking their own pleasure. And the fathers are doing the same thing. Wow. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust, one towards another. Hey, homosexual gentlemen out there, you see what you're doing? You're burning. You're lustful. You're lusting for the body of another man. And you're seeking to pleasure him so he can pleasure you. And the women do the same thing. You love that pleasure more than you love God. And that is the truth. Wow. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Oh, they try. God made me like this. No. No, God did not make you like that. God did not create you a man for a man or a woman for a woman. No, government, God did not create you to cast out the word of God. No, nation, God did not create you to do away with the reality that there's a God who rules heaven and earth. No, you abominable nations of the world who reject God and worship idols and give and foment pagan religions and idolatry. The days of Lot, I will get to them in just a moment. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up, gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You see what God's doing in America? See what he's doing with the world? He's giving it up. Turned it over to Satan to destroy all flesh. The end of all flesh has come up before me, saith God. I will. You're not going to ignore me. I am God. And I'm going to bring this thing to final judgment, saith the Lord. As it were in the days,
fly in the midst of heaven,
as it were in the days of Lot, as it were in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days that are preparing us for the return and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to continue a little bit on what I was talking about a little earlier. The character, the personality, the mannerism, the lifestyles that the Bible identifies that was on the earth in the days of Lot and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Just like that, It will be just like that as we approach the day of the coming of the Lord. Going back to Romans chapter 1 again, where we will find a descriptive term of the nature of mankind on the earth during Noah's day. It tells us that every imagination of man was evil continuously, not a break. Satan raging all the time, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, not ashamed of same-sex marriages, not ashamed of any kind of immorality or ungodliness. Were they ashamed? No way. We flaunt it today, just like they did in Noah's day, just like they did in Sodom and Gomorrah. And how did they do that? Because they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. So they come up with lies on God. God made me like this. I can't help it. And so God gave them over. Go ahead, let your lust and your arrogance and your pride, just let it go. Because it will destroy you. A wicked spirit, huh? A pride, gay pride. Proud of this, proud of that. Pride goeth before destruction. So good. Flaunt your pride and a haughty spirit before a fall. The word of God is coming true, my friend. The days of Noah are here. The scriptures are being fulfilled. And the day of the Lord is coming. The Bible says in Noah's day and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were being filled with all unrighteousness. All. Left nothing out. Filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness. The Bible says that covetousness is idolatry. You're looking to something else, desiring something else to satisfy your needs, and when you got it, you're making another God out of it. And God made us this way. You know, that's where we are. And that's where we're going to be. Covetousness. Maliciousness. Wow. Malice, ill-feeling, grudge-keeping, envy, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, want to talk about every issue. I even heard Mr. Obama talk the other day about one of the opponents. He said, he don't want to compromise. See, that's what the world wants God to do. They want God to compromise. So we can live the way we want to live it, do what we want to do, and you'll still be our God. Compromise. Full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, naughty, whisperers, backbiters, lovers of God, despiteful. Wow. My God, friends, you want to tell me you're living in this world and you don't see these characteristics in man in every place? I'm going to read a letter here in just a minute from Kenya as a young man writes to me. And I'm going to show you, if you will listen, evil everywhere. In your home, in your families, in the church, in politics. The wickedness of man is so great as the wicked one is now being revealed. Sons of the devil, under the influence of hell. Naughty, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, lawlessness, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. My God, friend, without natural affection, you hear of parents forsaking their children, children turning on their parents, mothers forsaking their children, children hating their parents, mother against the daughter, daughter against the mother, father against the son, brother against the brother. And the Bible even says this, who knowing the judgment of God, that God is going to judge that, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things really are worthy of death. But not only do they continue to do them, but they have pleasure in them that do them. As it were, in the days of Noah. As it were, in the days of Lot. Likewise, God said, as it was in the days of Noah, it will be like that in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is the second witness that the end of the world is coming. God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah for the sin, the blatant, proud, arrogant sin, and that sin was personified in lovers of your own self. The angel messengers came in there. Lot took them into the home overnight. The men of Sodom came out there, and they loved their own self, and they were so proud, and they banged on Lot's door and said, "Send those men out here. We want to have same sex." And Lot said, "Man, don't do that. Don't do that." He said, here's my virgin daughters. Do to them what you will. But don't do that to these men of God." And those men got furious. They banged on the door. The angels had to pull Lot back in. They said, "Lot, you either bring them out or we're going to come and get you and do more to you than we do to them." What a planted, bold. Everywhere I look today in the news, same-sex marriages, gay agenda, gays making their move. We're going to take over the White House. We're going to become, we're going to take over the governments of the world. We're going to, oh God. I'm really not really disturbed at that, because that's what the Bible said would happen. But what does disturb me is that you people who listen to this preacher, that you will not get the message. This is the last generation. And this is the last time that God is going to ever permit this kind of debauchery on this earth anymore. He's going to bring these manifestations of men in flesh to an end. He declared it in the beginning, and now we're in the end. He said the end, at the end, all flesh will be destroyed. Now, friends, maybe you're not concerned about your soul in hell. As I was walking around today a little bit, thinking and meditating, watching how people just blatantly just walk in their own stubborn rebelliousness as they walk against God. They have this fight in their heart, and there's no fear. There is no fear of going to hell. See, if you don't believe in God, and you don't keep God in your mind, because when you talk about God, you're going to understand about hell. Fear God, the Bible says, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in sin. I don't believe in this. Unbelievers, huh? And this is worldwide. A brother writes from over in Nigeria, West Africa. A lady's letter aside after I read it. Brother Barka. Can't pronounce his last name too well. But he writes a very profound letter. "My greeting to you, brother, and all the brethren over there at Walterville. I hope everybody's listening. My special regard to Sister Stair. They hear her singing. And all the sisters who are with you, for their love to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all the brothers. I could not make calls frequently, as I really want to, due to the situation we are facing in here in Nigeria, where I found myself. Phone lines have been closed in my state due to the activities of the Islamic sect."
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
today on the face of the earth. Anyway, what is going on, brother, reminds me of the statement of your prophecy in 2010. God bless you, brother. He'd been listening and he heard. Your statement you prophesied in 2010 and is now taking place. This was a statement in 2010 and now being fulfilled. You will be in the beginning of trouble all over the world, you prophesied. You continue that there will be rioting in the major cities, killings, and dying. Brother, I have witnessed this in my country, Nigeria, particularly in my home state, Mono, where the Islamic sect, the Muslims, which are moving into almost every nation in the world now, causing great upheaval and diversification of understanding of what is civilized and what isn't, all in the name of religion. Over here in the Bono state, the Islamic sect, Boko Haram, started killing, and they themselves being killed in hundreds by the soldiers. But that didn't stop them. Through their initial plan was to kill Christians, now the sects are killing indiscriminately. Let me give a brief account of what the Islamic sect Boko Haram are doing since 2009. Up to the date, even to the date, I write this. In the month of September 2013 alone, they went to a village along the highway. They put up a roadblock, stopping cars and trucks, and killed 161 persons using knives and guns. They kill indiscriminately, whether you are a Christian or a Muslim. As long as you do not belong to their sect, they will kill you. At the same time, the same location they entered, nearby a village, they killed 87 people, raising the death to 248 people in just 24 hours. And there was no military intervention. Our soldiers couldn't help. Our government couldn't help. The few soldiers that were around fled for their lives. 2 days after, they mounted another checkpoint in another area, killing 40 people, still with little or no government protection. On the 29th of September, they moved to a place by state and attacked a college of agriculture, killing 49 students up to that time. I was writing this report. No action was taken to trace the movement of this group. No one's interfering with them. The incident of attacking and killing in Bono State of Nigeria started way back in 2009, right from the state capital itself, until it spread to a neighboring state. Now both states suffered great loss of lives and properties, leaving all surrounding villagers in fear. The arriving or activities of this group prophesies or goes along with the book of Daniel, where it talks about the ram and the goat. In fact, or in spite of all the military presence in the state, the group still terrorizes and kills, prevents people from traveling, even going to farms in some area. Some cannot even sleep in their homes at night for fear of this scourge of these military Muslims. Brother Stair, you are a true prophet sent by God Almighty to open the eyes and ears of those. This is Brother Stair. I'd like to give you an update on our email. We're getting ready to send out another email newsletter, and we'd like to have you, if you so desire, have your name on our email newsletter. Here's how you do that. You go up to our website, and you go to contact page, and there you will find where you can subscribe to the Overcomer newsletter. You go to the website at www.overcomerministry.org. go to the contact page, and there you will find a little notation on how to subscribe. And you just follow the instructions, put your name on the email newsletter, and it will go automatically there. Just go to our website, or send me an email. Just send me an email at lasttime, LASTIME, lasttime at overcomerministry.org. That's lasttime, LASTIME, at overcomerministry.org. And we'll get your name on the email subscription list, and we can get the email newsletter to you as often as we put it out. Hope to hear from you soon. Maranatha, that are really watching and waiting for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do pray for us Christians here in Bono State, in Yoba State, in Nigeria, brethren in general. And we'll pray for you. And may God give you strength. We're listening to you on WWCR Shortwave Radio. And I'm sending you, this really touched my heart, I'm sending you $60. I will send my offering very soon by the grace of God. So do you people wonder why I keep asking you affluent Americans to support us so we can keep reaching out and touch those people in lands like China, India, in Africa, in the Middle East? Muslims are everywhere now. Their impact is, their signature is havoc, causing disruption. The news that comes in from England, how the countries are trying to compromise principles to accommodate these fanatical Muslims. You know, they're just about as equally ferocious as the fanatical Christians or the fanatical Democrats or the fanatical, you know, we got all kind of names, conservatives and so forth. But someone that believes so strong that they will kill you if you don't believe like they tell you. Well, don't you do that, Buster? Absolutely not. I do believe that we have the right way, the only way. But we're not out here to kill you. No, we're not here to destroy you. No, you gays and you homosexuals. No, we're not out here asking people to kill you. We're just asking you to recognize that the wages of your sin is going to be death. And actually, we're speaking words of life to you if you would take it as such. And to all you people that's listening throughout America today, all you that's on the religious broadcasters, are you going to take the Word of God serious? The day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to descend from heaven in flaming fire. He is going to take vengeance on all of you who won't obey the gospel and repent of your sins and believe on Christ. You are without excuse. And all those that obey not God. Ladies and gentlemen, your excuse that you don't know God isn't going to work. Because when you did know about God, you heard the message of God's love and God's grace, and you heard the warning to repent or you would perish. This is Brother Stair. I had to labor again to come to this microphone this hour as I press through the weariness of this old body and press on through the striving to speak as articulate as I can with the impediment that I have upon me. But I do believe that as I speak and move in faith that we will reach or encourage or strengthen someone who is just at the verge of death. You young people, you brothers and families that are falling apart, why don't you turn back to God? You're on the road to destruction. You're going to be destroyed by your own iniquity and all the sorrow and the pain and the heartache that you're going to incur and that you're going to bring upon others who love you, especially the grief to the heart of God. And it grieved God to his heart that he made man. The grief was so heavy that God says, I will destroy man. Can't let him go on like this much longer, because the grief is so heavy, and his rage and his anger is going to flow. And Satan is going to pour out his wrath upon all of those.
In the last days, scoffers, mockers would come, walking after their own lust. I quote that thing many times, that verse of scripture, simply because most of us don't get the strength of what the scripture is saying. We know about the mockers coming. We know about scoffers. But the second part that is there, we don't fully grasp. Mockers would come walking after their own lust. What does that mean, walking after their own lust? What does that mean? Well, it means that they're mocking the coming of Jesus because they got things that they want to consume upon their lust, and Christ's coming would disturb that. So they'll say, oh yeah, so you don't think I'll do this or do that because Christ is coming? Well, where is he at? Where's he coming? I had a man actually do that to me the other day in almost those exact words. Well, Brother Stair, you said he was going to come. The truth of the matter is, though, I did not ever tell you that Jesus was going to come in any specific year. And I would always tell you that I don't know that year. And now I'm telling you that as time is going on, we are getting closer to the year, and we are going to actually know the day and the hour. It will be revealed because God said it would. Everything that's unfolding today in the spiritual realm and being manifested in the natural, unless God reveals to us what is going on, we won't know. Because everything that's happening on this earth today is working together for the good of them who love God or the ones that God loves. The tribulation period, the trials of our faith, the adversities and temptations that we face, the uncertainties that we have to deal with, these are all designed and purposed by God to perfect those that are lacking in faith, that it might be tried, that when the final test of living or dying comes, they will overcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the things that's happening on the earth today are happening or exciting us or preparing us to hear the glorious message that Jesus Christ is coming. That will be an end to all these things. My people, saith God, are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And the reason why they have a lack of knowledge is because they refuse knowledge. They refuse to hear and know of the knowledge of the Lord. When it comes down to the end of this age, there's not many folk that want to hear it. And when you talk about what Jesus said was going to identify the end of the world, they don't want to hear it. Everybody should know, if you are a Christian, that the end of this Christian life is a judgment day with God. It's appointed unto man once to die. And then after death, the judgment. So we're coming to the death of the world, the death of society, the death of churches, the death of people, potentates, bishops, prophets. And after death, we wait for the judgment. Blow you a trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm. Sound an alarm in my most holy mountain amongst the holiest of people. Sound the alarm in my most holy mountain. Let all of the land tremble, for the day of God's judgment is upon us. Ever since I've been broadcasting, preacher after preacher, watchman after watchman, pro and con, pre-tribulation rapture teachers, no-tribulation teachers, they've all been talking advertently about a mysterious event that is going to take place. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, at the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ, not the dead in general, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive at that time and are remaining, shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Don't you remember, Paul says, don't you remember Jesus said, I told you about these things? Remember and consider and beware. That's what Brother Stair has done. No matter which direction I come from, I always end up warning you to flee from the wrath that is coming on this earth. Revelation 12 and verse 12. Woe be unto, that word woe means hilarious, huh? No, horrendous. A day of destruction. Look around, friend. The abomination, the acts of men, the doings of humanity are so abominable that God won't even look on man anymore. He's going through and to and fro throughout the whole earth, but his eyes are only upon the righteous. The rest of you, you're going to go to hell unless you attain to the righteousness of God like Noah did. You're going to be destroyed with the wicked. Mock me if you will. Many are doing it. Most are doing it. But so be it. Now, we have had a tremendous transformation of things happening on this earth since an event called 9/11. Just before the 9/11 event, there was a prophet who had made a short trip out into Henrietta, Oklahoma. One day, as he was there in the small community, he was driven by the Holy Spirit into the small tabernacle there and turned on the tape recorder and hooked in to the radio room right here, and I preached a message out there in Henrietta. While I was preaching, I had this strange feeling on me, anointing, a fearful misapprehension, and then all at once, the word of the Lord came from my mouth. Stay here, though one rose from the dead. I sent unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't hear them, neither would they hear, though one rose from the dead. I sent unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe them, neither would they believe, though one rose from the dead. A word of the Lord that was burned in my spirit as I spoke on Labor Day past 2007, under a mighty anointing, as we were out in Henrietta, Oklahoma. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of the Lord.
Because you have not heard, calamity upon calamity, and tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction. You'll be upon this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, world. I sent unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't hear them,
neither would they hear, though one rose from the dead. I sent unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe them, neither would they believe, though one rose from the dead. A word of the Lord that was burned in my spirit as I spoke on Labor Day past 2007, under a mighty anointing, as we were out in Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Now, are you convinced that whether you hear or not, that those things are going to take place? That took place in 2011. Back in 2001, just 6 months before the world upside down, brought us into a new direction, acquainted us with a profound apostate religious system, both Christianity and Muslims, and set the world upside down. At that point in time, I was sitting right here where I'm sitting now, and again, beyond my control, as the hand of God came upon me, I spoke the word of God.
And the word of the Lord would come to the citizens of the world. Yea, I would say to you, mankind everywhere, your day of reckoning is now here. All of Europe, all of the Middle East, all of the Far East, South America, down into Africa, throughout the United States, through up into Canada. Yea, my word has gone forth. I have told you that the day of judgment would be a set time. I have told you that the day has been set in which Almighty Yahweh would judge the world. And you have been judged. And you have been weighed in the balance. And you have fallen far short. You have rejected the knowledge of God. You have refused to hear the voices of warning and the prophets and the ministry that I have sent to you to tell you that I will not be ignored. I am the Almighty Yahweh. Beside me there is no other. And yea, I have foretold, I have declared to you that which would happen unto those who forget their God, who forgot this one true Almighty God. The earth is mine, and I am God. And beside me, saith the Lord, there is no other God. Your military might, you shall be nullified. Your bread baskets shall be emptied. Your coffers of finances shall be turned to rust and corrupt. And all of your health that you think you have acquired with your medicines shall turn unto you and bring you plagues and sicknesses and diseases such as you've never had. Yea, saith the Lord, did you honestly, mankind, think that my word was all spoken in vain? I've upheld all of this by the word of my power, by my mighty hand. You have refused to hearken unto me and to hear my words. You have thrust me out of your mind. You have no thought of me in your heart. You go about every day without any consciousness of that which I have given and created you for. Therefore, saith the Lord God, it is now the time that I have spoken, and it shall come to pass, saith God, when throughout all the world there will be chaos. There will be floods and famines and earthquakes and fires and plagues on every side. You have chosen to serve Satan, so therefore, at the hand of Satan, you shall enjoy his benefits of sin and destruction and death and dying. You have chosen him as your God and not the Almighty Yahweh, and Satan comes only.
This is Brother Stair. I'd like to give you an update on our email. We're getting ready to send out another email newsletter, and we'd like to have you, if you so desire, have your name on our email newsletter. Here's how you do that. You go up to our website, and you go to contact page, and there you will find where you can subscribe to the Overcomer newsletter. You go to the website at www.overcomerministry.org. go to the contact page, and there you will find a little notation on how to subscribe. And you just follow the instructions, put your name on the email newsletter, and it will go automatically there. Just go to our website, or send me an email. Just send me an email at lasttime, L-A-S-T-I-M-E, lasttime at overcomerministry.org. That's lasttime, L-A-S-T-I-M-E, at overcomerministry.org. And we'll get your name on the email subscription list, and we can get the email newsletter to you as often as we put it out. Hope to hear from you soon. Maranatha.
To kill and to destroy and to rob, and so shall it be. No longer, no longer shall it be prolonged. My kingdom is going to be given to my little ones. The earth is going to be inherited by the meek, and I shall dwell therein, saith God, and I shall establish righteousness upon them.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the international worldwide broadcast, The Overcomer. And this is the voice of the last day prophet of God. This broadcast reaches the entire world. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, comes into your country, your place, on this frequency at this time, every day. I would like to just give you some information on how you can help us to continue this broadcast. One way is to contact us. Somehow let us know where you are and what you're listening at or what frequency you're tuned into or what source of broadcast. One worldwide way to check in with us is to go to our website. If you have the opportunity to go to our website, there on the website is a contact page that you can click on, send me an email. There on the website also is information concerning the Overcomer broadcast. The website is very simple. You just go to www.overcomerministry. That's M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y. Overcomerministry.org. And like I say, just explore the website, go to our contact page, and send me an email if you like. I'd appreciate it. Another way is to give us a telephone call if you have access to the phone. Our phone number is 001. That's U.S. code 001-843-701-5053. You can call that number anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That telephone number again is U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. I'd appreciate it if you're listening at this time on this particular frequency or station, you just take the time to contact us even now if you can. Remember, the website is www.com.